Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
So klingt Weihnachten bei Rewe. Jetzt festlich sparen bei deinem Weihnachtseinkauf. Diese Woche bei Rewe. Frischenetz-Sekt, verschiedene Sorten, je 0,75 Liter Flasche nur 3,49 Euro. Und außerdem Emira-Klettscheiben, Natur, je 200 Gramm Packung nur 2,22 Euro. Sichere dir außerdem bis zum 24. Dezember 10% Rewe-Bonusguthaben auf Weihnachtssüßwaren. Nur in deiner Rewe-App. Frohe Weihnachten. Festlich sparen bei Rewe. Dein Markt.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen with Sexy Time. It's on the way in just a few minutes.
Man, I'm not looking forward to this flight.
Yeah, why is that?
Because I've gained like 40 pounds in the last year. Those damn seats are so small.
Oh, sounds like you should have flown on BTA.
BTA?
Tired of trying to fit your substantial girth into airplane seats that are apparently designed for supermodels? Well, worry no more. Now there's an airline for people just like you. It's Big and Tall Airlines. Big and Tall Airlines has planes with spacious seating, really wide aisles, and extra long seat belts. From the minute you board our planes, you'll know Big and Tall Airlines has you in mind.
Big and Tall Flight 54 will now begin boarding. Passengers who need special assistance being pried through the doorway and people requiring forklifts will be boarded first.
The Big and Tall airline staff and crew know that our customer base is special, and they make allowances for that fact.
Remember, in an emergency situation, your seat cushion can be eaten. In the event of a seat cushion in the cabin, masks will drop from the ceiling, which are made of chocolate with a delicious cream filling. Please, make sure to eat your own before eating your neighbor's.
Even our pilots are accommodating.
This is your captain speaking. I'd like to welcome you and say thanks for flying BTA this afternoon. Because of the number of really huge people on board, we'll be flying today at an altitude of 17 feet. Sit back, fasten your seatbelts, unbutton your pants, put on your bib, and enjoy the flight.
While some airlines are cutting back on snacks and meals, Big and Tall Airlines knows that you want and expect a variety of munchies.
Oh, yeah.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
I'm a guy.
Sorry. May I offer you coffee, tea, or gravy?
Big and Tall Airlines understands what's important to you, and we tailor our flights accordingly.
Okay, folks, if you look out the right side of the plane, you can see an M&M factory. Coming up, you'll see the spot where nacho cheese sauce was invented.
Big and Tall Airlines is always thinking of you.
Attention, folks. The control tower has approved our final approach to the Wendy's drive-thru, so please buckle up like you normally do 23 hours a day. Please remain seated.
Big and Tall Airlines. Our jets are jumbo, and so are our passengers. For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show.
I want to point out what Chick just did. He couldn't hear himself in his headphones, so he went to adjust the volume, and then he realized he wasn't wearing his headphones.
COVID fog, my friend.
It was very Tom'sian. There's Pat Godwin in the performance room.
Feel for you, buddy.
There's Ace Cosby. Hey. There's Willie Griswold.
Chick McGee.
My man. I'm Chick McGee, and now here's Tom Griswold.
Well, thank you very much. I'm sorry. Josh Arnold is right over there. Hi, John.
Drinking a cappuccino.
Did you say something about me? Did you introduce me?
Really? When you implied that I come by buying furniture? Honestly? No, I might not ever say your name out loud again. And that happened off the air.
There was an exchange during the break.
Bastards.
We were talking about furniture, and then
lousy bastard.
Christy...
Sorry.
Humorously implied that Chick's interest in furniture came from a
came about naturally. I didn't say anything
from
else.
Experience,
honestly.
From experience.
However.
Long time experience with a lady.
Genetics would explain a lot of things, but no, that's,
okay.
That's not.
You're okay. You guys sons speak to one bitches. Another.
Well, here's sometimes. Christy Lee at the news desk.
Well, we have a special guest. She's not on the screen today.
I ain't seeing nothing.
But she is back in the United States of America after a trip. I believe it was to Costa Rica. It's the lovely Allie Breen. Allie, can you hear me okay?
Yeah. Hi, guys.
Hi, Allie. How was your trip?
It was fantastic. Costa Rica's beautiful. My God.
Now, are you allowed outside?
Yeah, I got so I was thinking of you, Tom. I got fried. I wore 50 SPF every day, and I still got fried. So, I have to start wearing a burqa or something.
Yeah, you're in my league.
She's very pale, yes.
I go outside in the sun, and the moon burns me, so. Did you go surfing?
Yeah, we did waterfall hikes. Surfing, whitewater rafting, zip lining. It was exhausting.
Holy cow.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, I really want to go. I really want to go there as soon as the COVID thing lifts, I'll go. Did you feel comfortable with all the restrictions? And
yeah, it was weird. Even surfing, the Coast Guard came around and made sure people were like a certain distance apart in the ocean. Huh. And on the beach, they made sure that our seats were a certain, distance from each other. So it's a little crazy, but you don't. It doesn't bother you. It's just odd.
I'm not going to Costa Rica until that whole Ukraine thing gets figured out. I don't want to be anywhere near there.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. For a long time, Costa Rica was the only country of that ilk that had not had a coup.
No kidding.
Then they did. But a lot of Americans live down there.
Lots.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they were trying to talk about their, history on some of the hikes, and I realized I don't know anything about Central American history. I got to learn some. There's coups left and right down there, like you said, except I guess Costa Rica didn't have one.
A lot of coups on the beaches.
Yeah, that leads us to...
Coups laying in the sun.
Allie Breen, comedian. Allie Breen is also the host of Sexy Time.
Let me ask you something.
What?
Tom, do you know how many emails, just ballpark, how many emails we get that if you say one more time, they're driving off the road?
Ace physically recoils every time he says
it's over five, I can tell you that.
Okay, once again, this is in my persona.
Let me get this straight.
Sexy Time in my persona as are you familiar with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Allie?
Of course, the
late great Supreme Court Justice. She was known, of course, as
for her dissents.
What is she known for?
Well,
her dissent in the madness, I think.
She was known as the notorious RBG.
Yes,
of course.
And I mean, and that was even cited in her obituaries that she was the notorious RBG. My middle name is Bruce, and my persona is the notorious TBG, or Biggie Cox.
That's right,
COX.
Yeah, I bet that works.
I just received an email dated moments ago.
Yes,
I'm sorry, not so 3 minutes ago.
Yes,
3 minutes. This was sent in from Jeffrey.
Hi, Jeff.
Dear Pinheads and Christy, will Tom ever change the Allie Breen segment name to something that won't make me throw up in my mouth? Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it.
And it really is more of a Don Cornelius impression than Biggie Smalls.
It's an impression, all right.
I will admit that. So.
What, Sexy Time?
Sexy Time.
So you're feeling in like a particular amorous mood and you call your gal. And
oh, God, no.
Kelly answers the phone. You go, hey, baby, it's Sexy Time.
That would be an instant hang-up.
Then why do you think we would think it's sexy?
Hanging up is one of her good... she really likes
Does
to hang
hang up. Does she hang
up
on you?
Oh, totally.
I mean, that would get you a block, I think. I think that's beyond a hang-up.
Yeah. That would never happen. No, I just thought it was amusing. Because I look like Don Cornelius.
Going online without ExpressVPN is like driving without car insurance. You might be a great driver, but with all the crazy people on the road these days, why would you take the risk?
Here's why you need ExpressVPN. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network in cafes, hotels, airports, etc., your online data is not secure.
any hacker on the same network can gain access to and steal your personal data. It doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. That is why you need ExpressVPN.
Your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal info on the dark web. ExpressVPN stops hackers from stealing your data by creating a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet.
One of our staff members signed up for ExpressVPN because they had an identity theft scare when they were shopping online. Their kids were accessing the internet and they wanted to be cautious about their privacy.
ExpressVPN plans start at just $3.49 a month. That's 12 cents a day. It would take a hacker with a supercomputer over a billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. And ExpressVPN works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more. So you can stay secure on the go. Secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom. That's expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom. Find out how you can get up to 4 extra months. expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom.
Hey Leute, hier ist Max Giesinger und ich habe mir gerade Harry Potter und das verwunschene Kind angeguckt. Was eine geile Show, könnte ich mir direkt nochmal reinziehen. Sichert euch jetzt Tickets unter harrypottertheater.de.
Bis Sommer 2026. Ein letztes Mal Magie.
Nur noch für kurze Zeit, also husch husch in den Warenkorb mit den Tickets.
Now, what we do in this segment is we take letters and we try to help people with their more romantic lives. What do we have, Allie?
Dear Allie, my girlfriend used to wear thong underwear all the time. And since we moved in together, she slowly moved on to granny panties. Now, I don't need super sexy lingerie or even matching bras and panties, just something with a little less material than a hot air balloon. Is it disrespectful to say anything to her?
Okay, first of all, this is officially my favorite letter. Gosh. Whoever this person is, have them write for Ace. I love this guy.
Sounds to me, sir, like there's nothing. Well, the relationship changes, you get older, so you're right on track to be together forever. Good job, buddy.
I would say this is a simple solution. Get
buy
her
a new underwear.
Get her a gift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get her a gift of maybe some flowers.
Buy underwear that you like.
A nice watch. And instead of using those, what are those puffy things you put in boxes? That stuffing stuff. What's that called?
Tissue paper?
Yeah, that stuff. Instead of using that, stuff them with the panties.
Yeah.
No, just buy her panties.
Buy her panties.
No, that has no romance to it.
No, but flowers and a watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's not retiring.
This pair of panties is going to cost you what? $1,200, $1,300? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah. If you get a decent watch, at least $5,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, okay. My go, baby.
All you have to do is pick out panties you like and buy them for her.
Yeah, because this guy doesn't want anything nuts.
Get a watch and starts with a P. Patek Philippe panties.
Oh, yeah. That'll cost you about $15,000.
No, that'd be cool. I think get her a nice present. But don't you think just getting her the panties, I think, would be kind of crass?
No.
No, it's not. It's not.
No, it's not. It's sexy and fun.
Could combine the ideas. You could get her new panties and wrap them up in the old panties. You do both.
No.
Have a bow around it.
That's a stupid idea, Allie. How about this, Allie? I've got it.
Yes.
You go buy a rubber plant.
Uh-huh.
And then you take condoms.
Oh, God.
And hang them from the rubber plant. And then you have some panties also dangling from the rubber tree.
This is me and you later? What?
Oh, my God. And then she will run screaming from the apartment. Yeah.
Oh, so you think that's a bad idea? No, I think, Christy, let me ask you.
Yes.
Would you want one of your, I'm sorry, your male friend at present to,
is there anything
sure
more,
he loves
is there anything
that.
More frightening than Tom wanting to be sensitive?
I know, right?
You're Mr. Right Now.
You know, where you're.
I told Les I'd be over-under is a year and a half. Go ahead.
By the way, Josh,
call him Wednesday.
Josh, Mr. Right Ellipsis Now has to be the title of our Hallmark movie. That is so funny. No, seriously, would you want him to just give you a box with panties in them?
Sure, why not? not? Like, it's a sexy thing.
What do you know? You're a girl.
You probably don't even need the box. Just, hey.
Yeah, no, hey, honey, I would.
You've got a box for the box.
Yeah, the box that came in.
Oh, all my right. God.
No, that's not what I meant.
Could
but
we,
I,
could we toss her some patties and then tell her what time it is?
Yeah,
for your service.
That's where the watch comes in.
At 8:45.
See, that's where the watch comes in. You go, oh, I'd like you to tell me when it's sexy time.
Oh, God.
And you've got.
Okay, why isn't he giving the look when he talks like Don Cornelius? And I tell you, give it what time it is. I get the look. Why is that? Okay, I know why, but seriously.
Okay. I really think you'd have to combine the gift here.
I don't.
You've been spoiled.
Willie, let's give you a young man's perspective. What do you think?
I would say get her some underwear, but not just underwear, maybe something else, but don't do the packing peanuts thing. That's insane. That's crazy person behavior.
How about this? How about this?
There's nothing wrong
with you? What if you, when it's bedtime, you go into the men's room.
You have a men's room and a ladies' room at your house.
It lives at a Target.
No, don't be silly. It's over by the gift shop. There's a men's room right by the gift shop.
I use Willie's old bathroom at my home.
Okay, you go in the bathroom, man.
And then you put the, what do they call these panties? What are they called?
Thongs.
Thongs. You put the thong on your face.
Yes.
And then you burst through the door and go, it's sexy time. What do you think of that idea?
Yeah, that'll get you nothing. Yeah.
Please, sir.
That's horrifying.
Please do that and let us know.
Yeah. Let it know. Let me know. Let us all know how it's
going. And if you need help moving out, we'll be over there.
Well, you got to combine the panties with some other
something.
I'm defaulting to the one woman in the room who says you don't have to do that.
I don't think you have to do that. I think you just need to buy her panties.
This is coming from a woman in the course of your life, Christy, you've had a handful of male friends.
Go on.
And you have said on this show that
I always buy new underwear
when the relationship the sun starts rising on a relationship, you get all new panties.
Yes.
Passing of the torch.
Yes.
Allie, is that an across the board thing for ladies?
No, I've never even thought to. It's so expensive, which makes it sound like I'm doing that a lot, which isn't the case.
Okay. Now, what is your advice in this case, Allie?
I think you could just give panties, but I think that it might be nice to give something else too, like a little perfume or something still sexy, not like a.
Well, you can take her to dinner.
Yeah, make it part of a date
and
night.
Then
be really nice. Yeah, Josh, you get some really nice place with the silverware and white tablecloth.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And those crystal glasses and buy a ridiculously expensive bottle of wine and then present her with a thing and it looks like it's going to have a ring in it.
Right.
Then she opens up the box and what does she pull out?
Some panties.
Yeah. Wait a minute. No, now we've got it. I got it. Oh, Josh just gave me the idea.
Oh, no.
Do you know those things that look like you're opening a can of Pringles and you open it up and a big snake flies on it?
Oh, you've got me peanut brittle?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here you go.
And then, so you load the panties in with the spring snake thing.
Uh-huh. Right.
I got some peanut brittle. She opens it up and not only does the big snake fly out of scare, a beautiful pair of thong panties fly out.
And hopefully in public. That'd be fun.
Oh, of course.
Yeah,
we're still at the elegant restaurant.
Yeah.
And ideally they fall onto the table of some old dowager sitting next to
right.
I said, Churchill, that queen. I saw him wearing women's clothing in 1947.
We've solved that one.
We sure have.
Yeah, yeah. Boy, we only got one letter today.
On to the next one.
We have time for one more letter, Allie.
But boy, did we nail it.
Yeah.
You're Allie. Last week, I went to take a quick shower before having sex with my boyfriend.
Man, I'm glad you say take a shower. Boy.
You know, I have to take a pre-sex dump every day. And my girlfriend really hates it.
We didn't do this while we're dating, and I thought, all bets are off.
Okay, so she went to take a shower.
And when I got back into bed, he was looking at his phone. Not that unusual, but I realized that it was playing porn. Now, he could have just watched me shower or waited until I got in bed to fool around, but now I'm worried I don't turn him on enough, and he has to watch something like that before we have sex.
My guess is this is super common.
This is very common. Josh, you want to take this one?
It probably is common. I think you could just talk to him. Let's go, hey, I noticed you were looking at porn before I came in. I just want you to know that if you want.
Watch it together.
You can watch me shower.
Oh.
And, also.
Oh, watch you.
watch her shower.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Or
sure,
you can watch
I'm sure the other one, there's probably somebody that,
sure, yeah, you
that's,
can.
That's
but what
also
if he
their
says,
thing.
What if he says, but I'd rather watch her shower?
Then they've got to address
then
it.
Then it's time to.
Right.
Then you get her the gold watch and you say, we're done. I'll see you later.
Okay.
Yes.
He may. Yeah, it, they, yeah who says, knows? But you should talk.
A lot more than showering on my phone.
Communication is key here.
Is it key?
Yeah.
Yes.
Does this happen every time?
Sounds like just
I think
once.
She's thinking it does now.
Right.
Like, now I think she's going back, like, oh, every time he was looking at his phone, that's what he was doing. That's what it sounds like she's finding out.
Yeah, but he,
what if when he's doing that, his mom calls?
Well, why do you always do this?
Because you
answer a question.
You use your phone for that.
You use your phone for that.
Oh, boy.
You talk to your mom on that.
How do you keep your hands free? Do you Velcro it to the wall?
Tom, do you have any fun at all? Any.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in oil rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.